Dave McDougall grew up outside Boston, going to Fenway Park with his dad and siblings. He remembers those days fondly, so when he moved to Florida and started a family of his own, he looked forward to a lifetime of sharing his love of baseball with his two sons, Johnny, born in 2005, and Tommy, just 2 years younger. But life doesn't always go as planned. Here's Dave McDougall in his own words.
I love baseball. I've always gone to games, and I figure the best way, you know, to share something with my son is to start early. Johnny was born December 6, 2005. He was about 4 months old, and we went to opening day, and he never missed another one. He went to 9 opening days. Johnny was a great kid. He loved baseball, and, you know, he knew love. He felt love. He was generous. I always believed he would really change the world somehow. I don't know how. I never will. But I know that he would have. I was taking him when he was an infant, largely because I liked to go, and he just had no choice in the matter. But I think when he was 1.5, maybe 2 years old, you know, he would always, you know, say, "We're going to the game," and he'd go and fetch his shirt and put it on and be ready to go. Going through Washington, after a day at the museums, we went to another museum, the ballpark. It was just me and Johnny. We had great seats, third base side, upper deck, first row, right on top of the action, right between the mound and the plate where I like to sit. And they were playing the Mets, and it was a beautiful night. It was after that that I said to him, and he was about 3. I said, "The nation's filled with a variety of things, including different ballparks. So we should see them all." And he said, "Yeah, I'd love to." There was never any set plan. I figured we had years, decades to do this trip. It was something that we were definitely going to accomplish. It was just a question of when. He suffered a catastrophic brain aneurysm. It was about 9 p.m. He suffered tremendous brain damage, and his body just systematically shut down. And within 26 hours, he was dead. He was 9 years, 1 month old. You're, I guess, at first lost, but you push through it. You know, you just do the best you can. I guess it was maybe a few days after he passed, I wrote his eulogy, and somehow the theme of baseball just kind of poured out. So I touched on the fact that we went to baseball games. It was a great way for us to connect, that he never missed opening day. He never will, because no matter what, I'm always going to go to opening day. I'll buy him a ticket. That's just the way it has to be. Tommy is just an amazing kid. He has his own voice, and it's a very loud voice, and he lets you know what he's thinking every minute of the day. No, he didn't take to baseball nearly as quickly as Johnny did. He would say, "Do I have to go? Do I have to go?" I'm like, "Yeah, you have to go." I would say, "The only cotton candy available is at the ballpark." And he would say to that, "Let's go." Well, I told Tommy, I said, "Look, your brother passed away, you know. I said, we're going on an adventure trip, and we're going to spread his ashes at all the ballparks across the United States." And he was all for it. He said, "Sure, let's do it. Let's make this happen." Opening day in Miami is when it all began. It was a place that was familiar to Johnny. It was his ballpark. We got in there early, and we were given field access. We went out to third base and just did a little, and I'm talking a tic-tac amount of ashes being spread. So we said a little prayer, and for me, it was very special. In 2015, I looked at the schedule, you know, when Tommy would get out of school and who's playing home, where. I picked him up on the last day of school, and we headed north. And it was an amazing trip. This year, in 2016, the schedule aligned amazingly well. And we headed west, went through Texas, into Arizona, California, Colorado, St. Louis, and Tampa. Thus far, of the 30 ballparks, we've scattered ashes at 15 of them. I know that I want to accomplish it in the next 2 or 3 years so that Tommy can truly benefit from a trip like this, an amazing journey that he gets to enjoy. We drive and we camp, you know, roast marshmallows and cook hot dogs and that sort of fun stuff. It's joy, pure joy. But my biggest fear is that he grows up and says, oh yeah, yeah, I had a brother when I was a kid. I reflect on my own childhood and I think, no, I know that I was so lucky and so fortunate to have a great mom and dad and two great sisters and the best brother. So we scatter his ashes during the seventh inning stretch, and it's a happy time. We remember Johnny. We are able to say really nice things about Johnny, and, you know, it's a way that I think that Tommy's healing too. He's come to love going to baseball games now. You know, what started out Tommy being a little kid who, I don't want to go, to, I now call him the cotton candy kid, able to tell what his favorite ballpark is, or, you know, who has the best cotton candy in the land. I bought nosebleed tickets at Arlington where the Texas Rangers play ball, you know, way up in the upper deck, and my phone battery died, and I was down charging my telephone, and this big guy from Texas came over, and I was wearing my Miami Marlins shirt, and he said, hey, we should trade shirts. And I was like, well, this shirt won't fit you. He's a big dude. We just started chatting while charging our phones. He said, what are you doing here? And I told him, and he said, where are you sitting? He said, where are you sitting? And I told him, and he said, no, it's not good. You can have my seats. You know, you tell a story, and it just connects with people, and people are generous. They are, and they were great seats, and he was just a nice guy. And an inning later, I turned around, he's sitting behind me, and he says, I know everybody here. They know me, so it's fine. I'll have to fly to Seattle. It's just too far away. Oh, my gosh. Too far. It'll take 2 more summers to accomplish this trip, you know, but that's okay. It's fine. And, you know, when I accomplish this goal with Tommy, you know, we'll have, you know, something more to look forward to. You know, you bypass amazing sights that you don't have time to stop. You have to get to the next ball game. You know, national parks in the, you know, out west. Or go back to California and surf. Do something fun. I honor my son now by fulfilling the promise I made to him that we would do it. I think he would be happy and proud that we're doing this. You know, in his honor, perhaps, but more so just getting up early and just doing it. You know, you can't shut down. You have to move forward. And I think he'd be really, really pleased with that.
That's Dave McDougall. You can follow along with Dave and Tommy's next adventure and find out how to contribute to it on their website. We'll have a link at onlyagame.org. Our story was produced by Karen Given.